Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is August 5th. These are today's vital statistics. Kathy E. Wilson, 73, of Stoughton, formerly of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Friday, July 31st, from injuries sustained in a fall. Funeral services will be held Thursday, August 6th at 11 a.m. at the Stafford Funeral Home with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Visitation will be held at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Thursday from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Kathy is survived by her brother, Ronald and Elaine Wilson, several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Kathy E. Wilson, 73, of Stoughton, formerly of Richland Center. David L. Fry, 82, of Richland Center, died Monday, August 3rd at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 7th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 3 p.m. with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Visitation will be held at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, August 7th from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to the Church of the Nazarene, the Richland Center Food Pantry, or Grace. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Dave is survived by his wife, Karen, children, Jeffrey and Amy Fry, Stephen and Deree Fry, and Stacy and Benjamin Wegner, brother, Jerry and Lola Fry, sister, Pamela and Jeffrey Neagle, sister-in-law, Elda Fry, brother-in-law, Stanley and Janita Ewing, 9 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, David L. Fry, 82, of Richland Center. Patrick John Peterson, 39, of Richland Center, died Saturday, August 1st at the family cabin in Wild Rose. A celebration of Patrick's life will be held Saturday, August 8th at 11 a.m. at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call Friday, August 7th at Clary Memorial Funeral Home from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and also Saturday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Patrick is survived by his parents, John and Linda Peterson, 3 siblings, Jennifer Nen and Chris Lewis Vosen, Beth, Bess, and Matt Wood, and Andy, Drew, and Joni Peterson. Many other relatives and friends. Patrick John Peterson, 39, of Richland Center. Eugene Mr. G. Gabrizia, 83, of Viola, died July 26th. Per Jean's request, no public funeral will be held. The family suggests memorials be directed to St. Mary's Elementary School in Richland Center or St. Croix Hospice in La Crosse. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. In the early 1970s, Jean opened his first shoe and clothing store, Mr. G's Outlet, in Richland Center. Jean Gabrizia is survived by his brother, Michael Gabrizia, sister, Suzanne Walter, sister-in-law, Shy Gabrizia, nieces, a nephew, and great-nieces, best friend, confidant, and store manager, Jerry Stillwell, adopted family, Dan and Patty Gray, and their children, and many close friends. Eugene Mr. G. Gabrizia, 83, of Viola. Lyle Paul Barnes, 98, of Richland Center, died Wednesday, June 24th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, August 9th from noon until 4 at the Coon Valley American Legion. Burial will be at the Viola Cemetery. The Vasateg Larson Funeral Home and Crematory is serving the family. Lyle Barnes is survived by 2 daughters, Judy and Dan Kirchhoff, and Amy and Gary Barr. 2 grandsons, 2 step-grandsons, a brother, James Barnes, other relatives and friends. Lyle Paul Barnes, 98, of Richland Center. Michelle Marie Ault Wilson, best known as Shelley Ault, age 61 of Richland Center, died Thursday, July 30th, after a courageous battle with lung and brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, September 19th from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. Shelley is survived by her parents, Judy Ault Hine, and stepfather Jerry Hine, and father Larry Ault. Daughter Melissa and Nick Hillesheim, stepbrother Jim Hine, and stepsister Lori Hine Fields. Sisters Cheryl and Marty Baringa, Annette Ault, and Chris and Andy Asbell. Fiance Kirk Heiser and children Gavin, Grace, and Gabrielle. Stepsons Grant and Amber Ernst, and David Ernst and Chris Wilson. Stepdaughter Martina Kiever Wilson and children. Shelley Ault, 61, of Richland Center.